But today, we're going to get your health together. So here, let me tell you who we got in the studios. In, at the home office of CareSource in Ohio. We just love having these out-of-state businesses coming here in Indiana and do business and invest, in our state. We have Scott Streeter. He is Vice President for Enterprise Strategy with CareSource. I believe also with him is Dee Yoakum, who is Director of Health, the Health Insurance Marketplace Administration, Business and, they do a lot of good work, for CareSource over in Dayton. And, in our studio is Steve Smitherman with, CareSource. He is the executive director of, CareSource's operations here in the great state of Indiana. And also Lakeisha Zachary. She is the Indiana provider engagement specialist, which means she's supposed to know about all this stuff, to help Hoosiers out. And then the navigator is in the house! Sister Carmen Lowry, who is a certified, licensed, bonded and stuff, navigator, and works out with the people at HealthNet. Guys, welcome. Glad to have all of you.
Thank you for having us.
Let me first start with Scott Streeter. This is a company called CareSource. What is CareSource?
Yes, thanks for having us, first of all. We're grateful to be here. CareSource is a health plan, really unlike other health plans. We've been around for 25 years in Ohio, focusing on Medicaid populations, but for the last year, we look at the Affordable Care Act as an opportunity to help the uninsured. And we expanded not just Ohio, but we're in Indiana next year.
Mm-hmm. So you guys started with the Affordable Care Act the first year in Ohio.
Correct.
And Ohio, as I remember it, that is an exchange that is run by the federal government, not by the state of Ohio.
Right, right. It is the Affordable Care Act, right. Federal exchange. And the way we looked at it, Amos, and for your listeners, is some folks looked at the Affordable Care Act as health reform, making everyone change. Mm-hmm. We looked at it as really an opportunity that was consistent with our mission, mm-hmm. to help the folks who haven't been insured for years, to help folks who've been really just not covered or were underinsured. So we looked at it as an opportunity. We enrolled over 30,000 last year.
Mm-hmm. In terms of when you guys built the, when you all built the, with your experience in working with Medicaid folks, and when you built the health insurance plans for Ohio and here for Indiana, what did you look at in terms of building the plans? And a lot of times, even people who work for companies, you know, they sign up for their insurance plan. They really don't understand what's in it until they actually need it. So I would be curious, when you guys sat down and figured out, okay, how do we build a plan to work in the Affordable Care Act? How do we make it work for people? What kinds of ingredients and things do you build in a health insurance plan?
Well, let me start with that, Amos, and then I'll let our folks in Indianapolis there speak to it as well, because first of all, we hire really good people from Indiana, and then we ask the residents of Indiana, what do you want? We're a nonprofit, mission-based health plan. We're not worried about making profits for Wall Street. We're worried about really putting people above profits and get them healthy. So we asked residents of Indianapolis and focus groups. We particularly asked those who haven't been insured for a while, whether they couldn't afford it, which was the number one reason, or their employers didn't provide coverage any longer. And the themes that came across loud and clear was we want affordable coverage. We want a plan design we can understand and use. And we want a network of providers that we would trust and could have access to.
I'm looking through some of the literature, and two of the things that kind of stick out to me that I think a lot of people, regardless of what kind of health insurance plan they have, don't utilize as much are you guys have a 24/7, 365 nurse advice line where I guess you can call at 3 o'clock in the morning and you'll talk to a nurse. The other thing are programs to encourage you to live healthy. Are those kinds of things that more customers who have health insurance, whether it's through CareSource or whoever, need to take advantage of?
Absolutely. I'll start before, really does help promote prevention. But unfortunately, many health insurance companies put high co-payments on access to care, and then it makes it more of a barrier for people to get prevention. One thing we did as we listened to consumers of Indiana was to make the copay zero for generic medications, which is predominantly the most prescribed type of medication. And so that's for heart conditions. That's for hypertension, blood, high blood pressure, anything. And that helps encourage prevention. We also have very affordable co-payments, or what it costs to go see a physician. It's really based on people's income. So it's from $0 to $20 to see a primary care physician.
Wait a minute. So if somebody has a care source plan, or because sometimes people don't even understand what copay is. So and let me bring Steve Smitherman into the conversation. He's the executive director of Care Source here in Indiana. So when Scott Streeter talks about copays, could either be from $0 to $20. So as a copay, if I want to go to my doctor just to see and tell him hello and tell him to take my temperature and stuff, the copay is what? Is that what I got to pay the doctor that comes out of my pocket?
Yeah, and first of all, to clarify a couple things, okay. You know, when we talk about preventative services and trying to increase wellness, et cetera, all of our preventative services are free of charge to the consumers. That's part of the Affordable Care Act. So okay. If they go for their...
When you say preventable service, what does that mean? Break that down.
That means your annual physical, mammogram, pap smear, those types of services will be covered at no charge to our consumers.
So that, and I think that now applies to any health insurance,
correct,
whether it's through the Affordable Care Act or whether it's through where you work or even if you're getting it on Hoosier HealthWise. So if you just want to go to the doctor and say, Doc, take my weight, take my blood pressure, take my pulse, look at my eyes, see, you know, am I halfway healthy? That's free?
If that's scheduled through your annual physical, if it's those types
of
things.
That's called the annual, you can't do that like every month. It's only
correct.
One time in a calendar year.
That's correct.
Okay.
And when you talk about copays, there is some confusion. Just, you know, healthcare is very complex. And, you know, consumers that don't have a lot of experience with healthcare, which or who we're targeting, get confused a lot of times. And that's what we learned through our focus group is they wanted something that was very easy to understand, as Scott mentioned.
Right.
Copays are a single event occurrence. So a copay would be something you would pay one time. As we talk about doctor's visits, and those copays on our plans range anywhere from $0 to $20. Mm-hmm. And those are based off income levels. And a deductible is a sequence of occurrences. So if someone has a deductible, it's a sequence of occurrences that help meet that deductible. And again, that deductible varies based on the income levels of our consumers.
Let me go back to the thing you guys have, which is the nurse advice line. Because I think, and I know some other companies, you know, have this kind of service. And part of this whole Affordable Care Act healthcare reform is educating the consumer, educating mama and them, daddy and them, that of the importance of the consumer, the individual has control of their healthcare. And so is part of this, if you're not feeling well and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and let me ask Lakeisha that, and you're not kind of, you kind of, your gut says something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the nurse line is for?
Yes.
Not to just immediately run to the emergency room. I mean, it's not like you're at the point where I need to call 911 and have the ambulance roll
right,
up in here.
Right.
But you're kind of feeling I'm not right, or maybe my child isn't mm-hmm. right. That's what the nurse line is for?
Yes. The nurse line we have, it's 24 hours. So we
legit
have
24 hours. Not a record. Yep. If I call at 4 o'clock in the morning, yes. It's not a recording.
It's not a recording.
A nurse will be there.
A nurse will be there. Yes.
Okay. And I think one of the things, Amos, that differentiates our company from others on the nurse line is that when they're calling in, they're actually speaking to CareSource employees mm-hmm. that are registered nurses that have access to all of their medical and pharmacy information.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great tool for new parents to call in if they have questions about their child and they have a small fever, those types of things. But more importantly, if a consumer is taking a medication and they have a headache and they want to know if they take Tylenol, is that going to, you know, adversely interact with the medications they're on? That's what the nurses are there for.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll kind of guide them through that. If an emergency visit's warranted, they absolutely will direct them to the emergency room. But most of the times, we're able to handle most of these calls over the phone and resolve the issue.
Do customers really use that? Is that service a popular or used service, or is that something you're still educating the consumer about?
I think it's a service we'd always like to see the act used more frequently.
Uh-huh.
We do try to educate, and specifically in Keisha's role, educate the providers to make sure that they educate their patients that this service is available to them.
Now, Lakeisha, you're up there talking to doctors and nurses and hospitals and clinics, and is that correct?
And the front office staff.
And the front office staff. Because the other thing that Scott Streeter, the vice president with CareSource, mentioned was the low cost of generic medicines under CareSource plans. And I know there are other plans that provide that same thing. But how important? Oh, no. Y'all got this?
We got it.
Do I need to call my HR and say, wait a minute, why am I with X and I ought to be with CareSource?
Yeah, we are the only plan on the marketplace in Indiana that's offering free generic medications for all our silver and gold medal level patients.
Because you all have three levels.
Yes.
Bronze,
yes.
Silver, and gold.
Correct.
Okay. How important is it for the patient, for the consumer, when the doctor starts writing that prescription out to tell the doctor, you know, write me the generic, not write me that little scribbling that's the brand name that's going to cost $100 a pill instead of the generic, which is not going to, how important is that to really?
I was a practicing pharmacist when I first graduated from college, and since the last 20 to 30 years, what we've seen is now almost 90% of all medications across the country are generic. So you look at any employer plan, mm-hmm. you look at any population, 9 out of 10 prescriptions are actually generics. They're that popular now, and they're that available.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices, if we're following the headlines, they continue to go up. However, because so many of these are necessary to prevent problems and to treat chronic illness, we want to make those free of charge, as Steve said, for the silver and gold plans.
239-1310, 239-1310 is afternoon's name. It's with folks from CareSource. We also have our HealthNet Navigator here to answer your questions about healthcare reform, in the insurance, the marketplace, the website, the toll-free number, the navigators that are out there on the street. Well, they're not on the street corners, but they're out.
Sometimes.
They're out sometimes. They're out. getting people signed up and answering questions about the Affordable Care Act on the insurance plans. And Carmen, we have more plans now this year.
We do.
Than we had last year was like a few. And I understand, I talked with the guy who's the head of all of healthcare.gov, and he said there's like, even the secretary of HHS knew how many plans they had, which is really impressive that somebody actually typed the cue card for her and she knew, there's 60 to 80 plans here in Indianapolis. Does that give people, as you have starting to talk to people about this year, is it making it more confusing for them that there's a lot more, or making it easier that they got choice?
I think both ways.
Both ways.
For the folks that I've helped out already, it's been easier. There's more variety with the plans.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I helped out a lady and there was 29 silver plans. Mm-hmm. So that helped
29.
Us. There's 29 for her.
Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and we went through probably half of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just depends on what you are looking for your healthcare to do, your healthcare plan to do for you.
How important is it for people that are dealing with this? Because again, the healthcare.gov is designed for people who don't have health insurance as a part of their employment.
Correct.
And I can speak from personal experience. Employees really don't read those long emails, those PowerPoints, and the booklets that the insurance company sends to HR, that HR sends to all the employees, and you say, y'all got 30 days to read all this. Come on now. We don't read any of that stuff. We just look at, how much is it going to cost me? How important is it, though, and what do you recommend? And maybe the CareSource people want to chime in, too. What do you recommend to an individual or a family when they're evaluating health insurance? What should they be writing down on that sheet of paper, on that notepad, in terms of what to look for?
Their coverage, their co-pays, co-insurance, their doctor. If they want to see Dr. X at this hospital, you need to make sure that insurance plan covers that specific doctor.
Does it also include if they're taking medication already to make sure, to find out what the price would be for that medication or the generic version of that medication?
Yes. That all that information is listed on the, when you go through the marketplace, it's listed under that specific plan, whether there's a
prescription deductible.
Okay.
Or if it's covered under their regular deductible, if there are specific medications, we can look that up and even contact the health insurance plan directly to make sure that prescription is covered under their specific health plan.
Do people get that, or is there a lot of, particularly when you're talking to people, not so much people on the phone, but talking to people face to face, they look like deers when you hit them with the headlights, like, or you're trying to program your VCR or your DVD player at home.
It is. I get a lot of deer in headlights look, as you said, because there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of information on healthcare.gov, and a lot of it may not pertain to that person.
I see.
And it can be overwhelming. That's why there's navigators such as myself to assist those people in kind of filtering through all that extra stuff and discussing exactly what they need.
I got a couple of callers waiting. I want to get to them because they'll ask the better questions that I'm asking. But Scott Streeter and Steve Smitherman with CareSource, in developing this, in talking to consumers about what ought to be in a health care plan, what did you guys do to reduce that complexity so that people are looking at your information and it's not like trying to put together a Christmas toy for your kid the night before Christmas?
Yeah, I think, as Scott mentioned, we held...
I need to know, for kids listening, helping Santa put it together.
I think, as Scott mentioned, we held focus groups in Indianapolis before we decided to enter the Indiana market, and the complexity factor was one of the biggest things we heard. It's just it's so hard to understand. And that's why one of the things we did is we only offer two plans on every meta level. We offer a medical plan, and then we also offer a medical with dental and vision.
Okay.
In some cases, plans offer 15, 20 different options, and it's very confusing for consumers to go through that to try to understand what's the differences in those plans. Mm-hmm. So we really tried to simplify our product. And we did that by offering two products on every meta level. We did it by clearly defining what all the copays were. And trying to keep it as simple as possible to try to reduce that, the stress level for the consumers when they're going to shop on the marketplace.
All right.
Let me give an example of that. As we've seen both when we started in Ohio and we're already seeing in Indiana, the confusion happens when people say, okay, what's my copayment? If there's a deductible attached to that when you go to the pharmacy or go to the physician, it's very confusing. Mm-hmm. So we eliminated deductibles when you need to go see the primary care physician, their family physician, or when they go to the pharmacy counter. We have zero for generic. We have other co-payments depending on what level, what product they're in. They want to know what they have to pay before they get there. Mm-hmm. They don't want to have surprises. So we eliminated those surprises, made it very easy for people to use.
All right, 239-1310 is Avenue's Amos. We're trying to answer your questions about the Affordable Care Act, about insurance plans, even the basic question of what is in medical insurance plans. We're here with CareSource. They are one of the new providers of insurance options under the Affordable Care Act here in the Indianapolis area. Let's start today with Anonymous. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I have a grandson that's 20 years old. And he keeps asking me, what is he supposed to do? I've never had to go through this before. I've always worked at the same job forever. So, and I've always had health insurance through my employer. What do I need? Because he tried to do it online, and it didn't work out. He needs a navigator.
Hold on. Let me first ask a question. Under, you don't wish to carry him on your health insurance?
No, it would cost me a lot.
A lot more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do you carry him as a dependent for tax purposes?
No.
Okay, so he's independent on his own?
Yes.
All right, Sister Carmen.
All right.
She's up to the plate.
Yes.
What should this young man do?
He should call a navigator. Mm-hmm. He can reach us at 957.
Slow down.
957.
Okay.
2676.
Okay.
And he can leave a voicemail, and either myself or one of my amazing coworkers will contact him and set up an appointment so that we can go through individually and assess and see what it is that we can help him with. In addition to the phone number, we also have email, and that's insurance@indyhealthnet.org.
And also, if he's interested in a CareSource plan, I can be reached at 317-760-2609. The reason why he may have had higher costs on the website could be just basically his, whatever his situation is. If he's employed, if he's not working, things of that nature determine if he's eligible for subsidies and tax credits and things like that.
And he got overwhelmed. He didn't even make it through it. Because well, they're 18 don't mean they know. I keep telling people.
But here's the other thing. The government system is not just the website healthcare.gov, but they got a toll-free number where you can talk to a human being 24/7. And he sounded like if he's 20 years old, he's going to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning watching the all-night movie. So he could call 1-800.
318.
There you go.
2596.
2596.
And talk to a real human being that speaks American.
Okay.
Okay?
All right,
and who can also. All right, thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is after his name. So let me go back, take another call, then we'll take a break to go to Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Here you go.
Jerry? Hello? Yes, you're on the air. What's up?
Yes, I applied for the Marketplace Insurance. I'm on disability. I'm not able to walk. I'm still in therapy. And they said my copayment, my disability is a low amount, but they still telling me my copay would be $547 and some change. If I could afford that, I wouldn't need it.
When you say, let me go back here. You're on disability. You're on SSI.
I'm on Social Security disability. No.
You're on Social Security disability.
Yeah, I'm 62.
Yes, sir.
I'm flatline, and I wasn't able to walk. So I got fired off my job. So they put me on disability because I can't walk naturally. I couldn't keep the job because I drove for a living.
Well, let me ask you this. This $500, was that the cost of the insurance?
Yes, $547 and change per month.
That's the cost of the insurance?
Yes.
Was that a bronze plan, a silver plan, or a gold plan? Do you remember?
That I could get.
That you agree?
$640. Then I got... medical bills, this one prescription is $75.
Carmen, let me ask a question because it seems to me as I remember the system, the marketplace, if the price that's on the sticker could be far less with subsidies based on your income. So it sounds like if somebody's on Social Security disability, that those income things would kick in. Where the $500 would be far less than that. Am I understanding the system right?
That may be correct. It is based on household. So if you're married,
sir, hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. The people that told you what the cost would be, were they on the, were they here locally? Was that on the toll free number, under healthcare.gov? Who told you that?
At the hospital, because I got, put me on bench because I didn't have anything.
Hold on a second. What hospital?
Esplanade.
At which one?
Esplanade.
Eskenazi. And did you talk to someone called a navigator?
I have no idea. They just called me and told me I need to come in and apply in order to be able to keep the advantage, which I don't have anything. And I applied what they quoted to me.
So you got Wishart Advantage now, or you had it?
Yeah, I got it now.
You have it now, but you tried to look for something better than Wishart Advantage.
Yes, because if I'm out of town, if I go anywhere else and get sick, then I don't have any insurance. Wishart Advantage only work at Wishart Hospital.
All right, hold on a second. Let me ask. We're going to test how good a navigator you are. Is someone that's currently on Wishart Advantage, are they eligible for any other plan through the marketplace?
That's possible, yes.
That's possible.
Yes. With Eskenazi Advantage, that is not health insurance. It is just a discount program, which is why it only works at Eskenazi Hospital.
Wait a minute. So Eskenazi Advantage is just a discount plan for Eskenazi Hospital.
Yes.
What we're talking, so we're trying to make sure, and Renee's going to,
Janae.
Janae is going to come and help us out too, because Janae is one of the is one of the managers over at HealthNet. Can you kind of help the brother out? Because I also want to get his information and pass him on to somebody else. Because yes. I'm sure we'll hear from other Wishart Eskenazi right. Advantage folk.
And that, and that's exactly what Carmen said, which is the reason why at Health Advantage is just a cost assistance program. So because it is not health insurance, that is why most individuals that have Health Advantage, they need to try to see if they can qualify, whether it be for Medicaid or for Marketplace. That is why they are going through these other processes.
So bottom line, the caller, Jerry, needs to have a face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball conversation with the navigator. So Jerry, what I want you to do, I want you to hold on and off the air. I want you to give Drew, the person you talked to when you called me, I want you to give Drew your name and a phone number where you can be reached during the day. And I'm going to give it to my friends at HealthNet. So I can obey the law here. And they will have a navigator get a hold of you and set up an appointment where somebody can talk to you face to face. About all this, okay?
And Amos, I also want to say, anyone currently that is on Advantage, they are requiring that everyone that wants to renew for next year has to go through the Marketplace first. So their approval or denial is depending upon if they've taken the proper steps to enroll through the Marketplace.
On Wishart Advantage.
Yes.
Because remember, for ACA, you have to show that you've attempted to get health insurance. But so this is an opportunity for them to at least try to show that they've tried to get health insurance.
But it sounds like, and I want to be respectful to my friends at Eskenazi, it sounds like if there are people that are on Wishart Advantage, Eskenazi Advantage, and unless they are real sharp on a computer, or unless they got a grandchild that's sharp on a computer, they would be best going through the toll-free number or speaking with a navigator. They have to go through the Marketplace.
Well, the thing is, Health Advantage, that the true name is Health Advantage because it encompasses Eskenazi, it encompasses some other FQHCs, HealthNet, okay. It encompasses St. Vincent, Shalom, so some other ones. So that's why any of us can assist. If they if he would like to go back to whomever he spoke with, then he can do that, but we can also assist as well.
All right, we'll take a break. 239-1310. We are trying to make the complex simple. It's not easy, but we're going to do it because that's what we do on this show. 239-1310, 239-1310. Answering your health care marketplace, health care reform, Affordable Care Act, because it's Obamacare. He's the president. He cares. I'm trying to help him out. Maybe if I help him out, maybe I can get to interview him next year as part of my 40 years of service. Anyway, it's Afternoons with Amos after these.
This is Emmy Award-winning anchor Andrea Moorhead from Channel 13. You're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
We're talking healthcare. Back to the phones in Sherry. Hi there. Sherry?
And thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's up?
I recently enrolled with CareSource with a healthcare navigator, and she was excellent. But I had some additional questions that she wasn't quite able to answer. I qualified for a silver plan for myself and my 20-year-old daughter, who's a full-time student working less than part-time, so she did not qualify for any type of insurance because of her situation. So I'm having her up under my plan, which would, prior to my losing my full-time job, she was on my health care plan anyway. But my question is, at the website, it quoted a price, but it quoted individual prices. So I'm trying to confirm the price that is listed. Would that be for both of us, or are they treating us as not up under the same coverage and giving providing individual prices?
Well, first of all, thank you for enrolling in CareSource. Secondly, when you went, I assume you went through the healthcare.gov website to enroll. And
yes.
Entered both the information for you and your child?
Yes.
Yeah, so when you do that, the price that comes up will be the price that would be your premium amount.
But is that the premium amount for both of us? Because I did qualify for, I guess, the government discount.
The subsidy? Yeah, that would be the price that's shown there would be the price that that would be for both of you. If you want to clarify that price, you can contact our service center where they'd be happy to confirm what your premium amount is, and you can reach them at 877 806 877-806-9284. Again, that's 877-806-9284. And one of our service representatives would be happy to assist you in confirming that information.
All right. Thank you for that phone number, 877-806-9284.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much.
And when you call them, tell them you talked to Steve Smitherman on the radio in Indianapolis.
Absolutely.
They'll like that. Let me go to Reverend Woods. Thank you, Sharon. Let me go to Reverend Woods at 239-1310. Hi there.
Fine. How you doing, sir?
Fine, sir. What's up?
Well, one comment I wanted to make that the insurance that I am with, I can go anywhere I want to go, and it'll cover me, you know, whether I'm in out of town or overseas or wherever I go.
Now, what kind of insurance? Now, you got it from the marketplace, from healthcare.gov?
No, I got it from United Healthcare. I don't know whether it's in that network or not. I'm not sure.
But did you get it through your employer, or did you get it through the healthcare reform system? How did you buy it?
Well, I was living in a senior community during that time, and they just came to that senior community talking about this particular insurance.
Was this last year?
Yes, last year.
If you did not get it through healthcare.gov or the government toll-free number, or you talked to a licensed navigator, then you just bought the insurance from that particular company. And you need to I'm sure that company has a toll-free customer service number. You need to call them and ask them, is my insurance good in the 48 states of the United States?
Yes, it's good because I went to Memphis and my wife got sick and it covered her.
Okay.
And they are under Medicare and all of that.
Okay.
You know?
But that's a good question that people ought to ask to make sure that is your insurance covered if I go to Disneyland and stub my toe?
Right. Because that's the particular question I asked.
Okay.
When he came to that center. They're speaking, I asked that particular question.
Alright.
Would it be good if I go overseas? Would it be good if I go to Memphis? Would it be good if I go any of the 50 states in the United States? Would it still be good?
Alright.
And they said yes.
Alright. That's a great question.
Works.
That's a great question, Reverend. We appreciate you asking it. Scott Streeter and Steve Smitherman. If somebody gets CareSource through the marketplace, is that just for Indiana, or is that good everywhere the flag is in these continental United States, maybe even Hawaii and Alaska too?
Well, in Indiana, we have a provider network that we've established. And some of those providers do reside in neighboring states.
Mm-hmm.
If they were traveling abroad and had an emergency and had to seek services for that emergency, we would cover emergency services.
Mm-hmm.
Anything outside of our provider network that's not an emergency, they would have to call and get an authorization from our company to see that provider.
And that goes
hospital.
Back to the toll-free number to call the nurse and all that kind of stuff.
Correct.
Okay. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. We'll take a break. Come back with more answering your questions about the marketplace, healthcare. We got a navigator here. We'll talk about more about what these navigators be doing out there. And all that and more. Oh, tomorrow, speaking of health. Dr. Virginia Kane, head of the Marion County Health Department, will be here. They just finished a health assessment of Marion County, and the results came back. We are not very healthy around here. Also, guess who will be here tomorrow, Drew? Chris Wright. People have been asking, where is Chris Wright? Where did he go? He's back. Doing the weather. He'll start doing the weather come New Year's Day on CBS4. He'll be here along with Bob Donaldson. Y'all know Bob Donaldson from Fox 59. Bob Donaldson's so good, he's going to get to do two newscasts on two different television stations. We'll talk to both Bob Donaldson and Chris Wright on the program tomorrow. And then Friday, oh, I can't wait. The head of the Art Museum will be here Friday to try to explain why did you go from charging no admission to $18. And they're taking this so seriously, they're even bringing to the show the vice chair of the board of directors. You know they're serious when they bring the vice chair of board of directors on the show as well. It's After News with Amos after these.
Hello, I'm Ebony Chappelle, and I'm with the Indianapolis Recorder newspaper. You're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Life.
All right, we're talking health care, insurance. Back to the phones in May. Hi there.
Hello, Amos, and your guest.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling in regard to the insurance you're speaking of.
Yeah.
Okay. If I wanted to, I've already, like I say, I have insurance, but if I want to transfer to that insurance, is there a charge for that?
What kind of insurance do you have now?
American. Oh, it went right over my head.
All right. Did you get this through the Affordable Care Act, or you just had this on your own?
No, I just had this on my own.
Okay. So let me ask Carmen, if somebody out there either has insurance where they work or they have an individual health insurance plan of some sort, can those people switch to the Affordable Care Act marketplace insurance?
Maybe.
What would determine the maybe?
For employer-sponsored coverage, mm-hmm. If it is less than 9.5% of their gross income, so that's before taxes, their premiums.
So mm-hmm. In other words, if they add up how much they pay under their employer plan per month, and they total it up,
mm-hmm.
if it is less than 9% of how much they make from that company.
Correct.
Okay, I'm retired.
Okay.
I'm a senior.
No, I understand that. Well, first, we want to explain for everybody listening.
Okay.
Now, but so that covers companies. So what about individuals? What about you're not on Medicare?
I'm on Medicare.
You're on Medicare too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I'm glad you asked that question. For those who are on Medicare and have a supplemental policy, this doesn't apply to them.
No.
Nope. So the marketplace and all of this does not apply to men and women who are on Medicare.
And Medicaid.
Medicaid.
Correct.
Okay.
What is the deal that you all were talking about, the silver, the gold, and the bronze? Now, is that a discount if you're in that age bracket or if you're a senior? Do you get a discount with these different gold, silver, and bronze?
The gold, silver, and bronze are the plans under the Affordable Care Act.
Oh.
And those plans do not cover people that are on Medicare, because the Affordable Care Act does not cover senior citizens, because senior citizens have Medicare.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Amos, this is Scott. I just wanted to say to your caller there, we appreciate that call, because at CareSource we get that all the time. People who have individual coverage while your caller there was Medicare, we get the call all the time from people who have individual coverage, and when can they switch? And so what was confusing was this December 15th deadline. That was just for coverage beginning January 1. But open enrollment extends all the way to February 15th, and you can switch any time during that time period.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure we got it clear. She's on Medicare. She can switch. I don't believe everybody here in the studio in Indianapolis saying
right.
You can't switch.
This would be for non-Medicare.
Non-Medicare.
So the exchange
okay.
is for everybody up to 65 years of age.
Okay.
You can make that change. I was speaking to the most common call we get right now is people are confused when they can sign up, what's the open enrollment time period, and when they can make that change.
Well, is there a difference between your seniors that are, say, 80 or over? Is there a discount in there some kind of way for your insurance?
In terms of a discount for age, if you're a senior under Medicare supplemental plans, is that what you meant?
Yes.
I don't think there is, and the only way that'll get changed, you need to tell your congressmen and senators that, because Medicare is a federal government program. So you need to let Andre Carson and Joe Donnelly know about your concern.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, because that's a great question. Let me go to Raymond at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, I just have a quick question.
Yeah.
I wonder, because I get in conversations with people, I thank God that I'm gainfully employed and have been for a while, but some who are not, and I've heard that you go based on past income this year or the past year's income, and I've always wondered that if you, let's say something happens to their job and it was 4 months ago or 3 months ago, and if you're using the income for the year, unless they have some type of extraordinary nest egg, why does that apply for the whole year or the year before if you're basing income on, I guess, a whole year, but where they are now is without an income, how far back does it go for this plan?
Carmen and Lakeisha, ready for these questions.
Okay.
How do you deal with that if you're talking to somebody now and they say, you know, their income is $20,000 a year because they got a job, and then after they sign up for, let's say it's CareSource insurance, they sign up for the insurance, and all of a sudden the bottom drops out of their income and they're on unemployment, then what happens?
Actually, it's a projection for next year's income.
Okay.
And if there's a reason where the income levels change, then that is called a special enrollment period, where you can call and let them know my income has changed to where I don't have any or it's lower, and then they can adjust the premium that you pay based on your income. So it's a projection. Even though you're doing the application in 2014, it's a projection of what you think that you will make in 2015.
So the income is not backwards,
right,
of what did I get this past year.
It's
it
forward.
Is what am I going to get next year.
Right.
Ah, that's something. See, we learned something.
And then you know if that was right or not when you file your taxes in 2016 mm-hmm. for 2015. That's kind of when you settle up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's a great question, Raymond. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's name. That sparked another question, but I'm going to go to Anonymous because Anonymous may have a better question than the one I got bubbling in my mind. Hi, Anonymous.
Yes, I have a question.
Yeah.
What if your employer offers you insurance, but you can't afford the insurance that they're offering? And I was told by my employer, if I don't accept their insurance, I'll be penalized.
That would be correct. And that goes back to the 9.5% rule that we discussed a few moments ago. Based on your premium, the cost per month for your employer, if that is more than 9.5% of your yearly income, then you can go into the marketplace.
Let me ask you a question. Approximately, what is your yearly income?
About $24,000.
Okay, hold on a minute. All right, let me do the math here. Times 1.09. You need to... No, wait, I really did that one wrong. 24,000.
How many is in your household?
Three.
Okay.
So yourself and... Are you married?
One child.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, first
and
of all...
And that is household. That is household income. So for yourself and your wife.
Well, it's a little bit more... With her, it's probably about $35,000.
All right, so if you're adding all the income in the house, it's $35,000. All right, hold on a second. You need to add up all the premiums that you would pay for your employer health care, and if it's more than $3,150 for the year,
then
you would be
eligible
to the marketplace. And that averages out to... $260 a month.
And this would be for just yourself, not your household, just yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But do I have to accept the insurance that they're offering me at my job?
If it's below that number, yes, because there is a penalty that will be attached when you file your taxes.
Okay.
However, if it's over that amount, then you can opt out of your employer insurance and do a plan through the marketplace. And there's an employer coverage tool that your HR should have that they should fill out to say that your insurance that's offered to you is over that 9.5%.
And, if you'd like us to really clear that for you, you can contact Lakeisha directly and we can set up a time to meet with you and go through the process to see if you are exceeding that 9.5% or not.
Okay, and what's your number?
317-760-2609.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 239-1310, moving back to the phones, and Yolanda, then we'll take a break. Hi, Yolanda. Yolanda? We must have, do we answer Yolanda's question? I think we answered Yolanda's question. So here's the other question. Somebody works. And they lose their job for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
and they're covered by their health insurance with their employer. The law allows for the individual to continue that employer health insurance under COBRA. Has that changed under the Affordable Care Act?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay, so if somebody loses their job and has the option of paying COBRA, do they have the option of going into the marketplace?
Yes, yes. That's considered a special enrollment period.
Okay.
Where at any point throughout the year that you no longer have access to coverage, mm-hmm. you can contact the marketplace, which will be cheaper than COBRA.
I was going to ask, is the marketplace cheap? Yeah. I think I know what you're asking. Yes. It's cheaper than COBRA.
Yes. And you would have to contact the marketplace within 60 days of that qualifying event.
Oh.
So if you lose your job, you would need to contact the marketplace within 60 days of your last issue of employment.
So the rule ought to be, if you're working for a company and you already have health insurance with that company and you lose your job for whatever reason, mm-hmm. when HR sends you the COBRA forms, that's when you need to get to the marketplace or a navigator or the toll-free number to get hooked up.
Mm-hmm. And contact one of us, and we would be more than happy to help you.
All right. Let me go to Mary at 239-1310. Hi, Mary.
Yes, I'm coming in late, but my mother is a senior. She's 80 years old, and she has Eskenazi Advantage Senior Care. Does she have to go to the marketplace also and reapply?
No. Does she also have Medicare?
She has Medicare and Medicaid, yes.
No, she's covered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank God. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. 239-1310. 239-1310. That's Ask Ms. Davis. Somehow, why is Eskenazi Advantage not... They're not winning here today, but that's, well, we love them anyway. 239-1310. We're talking healthcare reform. We're getting your questions answered about the Affordable Care Act, the marketplace, signing up through healthcare.gov, signing up through the toll-free number. What is a navigator? We're also talking with folks. They're a company from Ohio, but they're offering plans here in Indianapolis. They're called CareSource. And they're offering insurance plans through the Affordable Care Act, and it's this whole health insurance. And see, part of the law is everybody is supposed to have by now health insurance coverage. Everybody, and so we want to make sure that everybody is covered. And if you got questions, we got answers. This afternoon's with Amos for a Wednesday.